An article in the opinion page of the Carroll Daily Herald has two Atlantic business people up in arms. Doug Burns, a co-owner of the paper, columnist and writer, stated, "A friend's 4th of July car accident in Atlantic meant he had to drive from Carroll into the heart of the rural ghetto." Burns went on to say that Atlantic is the only city he has been where seeing a Walmart is reassuring, a visual verifier that one has not been time-machined or twilighted zoned. Eric and Tammy Wickman, owners of Wickman Chemical north of Atlantic, are not too happy.
Outrage. You read an article like this and it slams your hometown as well as all of the towns that surround Carroll, and unnecessarily. And it's racist. It's untrue, and it's arrogant, and I was very offended.
I was just shocked and appalled. I can't believe somebody would think this about other towns in Iowa, and that it would print it.
Wickman understands the basis for the article, but does not agree that Atlantic or any cities around it are in the rural ghetto.
I think the whole point he was trying to make is that they're trying to get a new library built in Carroll, and the vote hadn't occurred yet, and I think that's the basis of it. But when it starts off in the very beginning sentence and it says, "A friend's 4th of July car accident in Atlantic, Iowa meant I had to drive from Carroll into the heart of Western Iowa's rural ghetto." I've never thought of Atlantic as a ghetto.
Burns also refers to Ottman as an assisted living center masquerading as a county seat town and questions the one-way street in their downtown. The Wickmans say they will no longer do business in Carroll until they see a published apology.
One of the sentences says, "I'll be frank with you. I've got a bit of Carroll swagger and I like it. We don't say this publicly because it's impolite and cocky, but being from Carroll is better than being from other towns in Western Iowa." And to me, that's a very public statement, and it is very cocky, and I think it's unfounded. Yes, Carroll is a lovely town. We do business there. We like doing business there. We have a lot of good relationships there, but we have called the people we do business with and said we will no longer do business there until Atlantic gets an apology.
Burns went on to say that Denison has seen a population surge. Burns called Denison a company town tied to whims of unpredictable industries and wishes of faraway shareholders. He said in Denison a major issue in the recent elections was whether Mexican immigrants should be able to park multiple cars on their property. Well, Doug Burns, co-owner of the paper and vice president of the Carroll Library Foundation, says he was using the article to try and develop some community pride and support for a new library that eventually was turned down.
We had a very ambitious project to develop what I thought and many people in Carroll thought would be sort of a game-changing public works project, a really nice revitalized area with a new library that could be a facility that would sort of have a separating quality for Carroll. So I was a fierce advocate for that, part of a foundation that raised more than $1 million for the project and wanted to sort of build some community pride and wrote a column that used some language that admittedly overreached.
Burns says he did not specifically refer to Atlantic as a rural ghetto.
Well, I don't, that comment wasn't certainly directed specifically at Atlantic at all. I was merely trying to point out that in a community like ours, and in your community too, that we need to be really aggressive in promoting economic development in order to secure strong futures for our communities.
And Burns says he wants people to understand he was a fierce advocate for his community and not against others.
And I used some language again that was probably, well, not probably, definitely was unnecessary. We were kind of getting down to the wire when I wrote that column with the library vote here, and I was throwing some Hail Marys at the end there, and unfortunately, one of them was probably a little errant and went into the stands, and there may have been some people there from Atlantic that got grazed by that.
Burns was publicity co-chair for Ragbri's overnight stay in Carroll and spent some time in Atlantic and compliments Atlantic for their part in that, too. Burns says that he has done a number of positive features in towns all around Carroll, including Ottman and Denison, and plans on doing more in the future. Burns says he has been on Iowa Public Radio and National Public Radio defending rural America and has included Atlantic in that.